listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The Cleveland Browns draft picks are in. Order your jersey straight from the team. Visit the team shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. It's open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week. Or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, ESPN 850 WKNR. We are talking about the Browns, who have wrapped up their second day of OTAs, of work on the field. A third day will happen on Friday. Still looking, we're going to have Ray Farmer, the GM of the Browns, join us at about 2:45. We just got word that Miles Austin, who is we are still targeting as a guest on this show, is in the midst of some weightlifting now, I guess. He's pumping some iron.
He's got to get that pump. Some curls for the girls.
So in the meantime, the growls and the barks from the pound come our way, and we want to hear from you again at Browns_daily with the hashtag mailbag. Of course, call us, 216-578-0850. Want to hear from you as well. Any thoughts you have or questions you have regarding the OTAs, regarding this team in any way possible. What do we have in the mailbag, Case?
Guys, we're going to kick things off with the real Adam Webby. His question, thoughts on Charles Johnson, hashtag go Browns, hashtag Johnny Cleveland.
I'm excited to see Charles Johnson when he gets out there. Yeah, he's
6'3",
215, runs a 4.38 40. Now, he did have a partially torn ACL that's been worked on. He has not been out there yet. He's somebody who will be ready for training camp by all accounts. Came from the Green Bay Packers practice squad, where he was the practice squad player the week, 6 weeks in a row before the Browns signed him off their practice squad, even though he was injured at the time. Well, he's gotten that fixed. Small school guy, Grand Valley State, had over 1,000 yards and 15 touchdowns in each of his final two seasons. When you watch him on tape, he looks the part. Big, strong, fast, good routes. Guy who dominated at a lower level, which he should have. Now it'll be interesting to see with all this time off how he comes back and how quickly he gets back into things. But somebody I think who has a high ceiling and somebody that I'm excited to see when he actually does get out there, and maybe someone who could be a big surprise and bolster this receiving core.
Yeah, I think he could have an interesting impact on this team. We'll see how it all kind of unfolds for him from a health standpoint first. But he definitely was someone that created a little bit of buzz in Green Bay, and when he first got here, we heard that buzz, but now we want to see what he can do on the field. And I think there's been a little frustration, honestly, on the part of Mike Pettine as a coach, because they have all these receivers under contract but don't have receivers on the field, all but maybe a handful who have been able to run routes. And really, when you're looking at the direction this team is going with that position, the very likelihood or strong possibility that a Josh Gordon is going to miss time. And then you go down the list of other places where you want to see new people like Miles Austin. And again, not available to have him out there. I think it's a couple of weeks is what I think is the timetable that's been put for him. So maybe by the time they get to the final mini camp, the mandatory mini camp, that he'll be on the field. But still questions about who these guys are, what they can do. The constant has been Andrew Hawkins, and that's great. And I see him, you know, running around a million miles an hour and doing his thing. But I want to see other guys, and I want to see more reps from other people. What else, Case?
From David Whitman, he wants a Mingo update. He said Mingo update, bigger, more confident, running with the ones. He needs to know.
I wouldn't say bigger. I would say more confident in running with the ones. I thought he actually looked better in coverage. He seems to have started to pick that part of his game up and made a nice pass breakup today. Obviously, the size thing, when you look at him, it's something you see. It's something you can't unsee. And, you know, you wonder about that. But certainly the speed is there. And like I said, looks better and more comfortable in coverage this year than he did last year. I know Jim O'Neill was excited about him in Buffalo, and I think they have some big ideas for him. But he's getting those first-team reps, and the coaching staff seems pleased with his development thus far.
Yeah, they like what they see in terms of the effort he's put forth. And, you know, we had a chance to talk with him also last week at the golf outing on this show. You can sense that he is dialed in from a work standpoint, from a learning this defense standpoint. My concern would be the physical part. I don't see a bigger guy. In some ways, he looks even a little leaner to me. His shoulder width is his shoulder width, and the frame looks like he could add more of that weight. Some people, just the metabolism, It's a problem I never had to worry about, but just have a problem keeping weight on. I mean, it just you burn at a very high rate. And I've seen this before with some players. I'm not going to say he's an Aaron Maben necessarily, because that was a story. That was a first-round pick of the Buffalo Bills who ended up eventually washing out of the league, largely because he wasn't large, because he was drafted to be an outside linebacker, Nathan, and never could keep the weight on that was necessary. At some point, he looked like just a tall safety. His body got so slender, and I thought one of the worst things that happened to him when he was with the Bills was the lockout of 2011, and he just got away from the whole training of being inside the team. That was a guy who needed that persistence, needed that strength and conditioning coach working with him. Now, and it got away from him. Now, with regard to Barkevious Mingo, sure, he's getting the strength and conditioning training. He's getting all the professionals that are working with all these guys with diet and try to, those who need to add weight, you know, add that muscle weight, add that lean weight. But I think more is needed, just in light of how I think he could fit perfectly into this defense. He's just got to be a bigger player, and by bigger, to the tune of maybe 10 or 12 pounds, maybe more. That's just my sense. Case, what else?
From ND Lehman, are the Browns thinking about signing ex-Browns safety Jim Leonard, one of Pettine's former players?
Haven't heard anything on that front, but obviously, as you know in this business, people like the guys that they are familiar with, so it certainly could be a possibility. But at this point, I do not see I have not heard anything to that effect yet.
Haven't heard anything about it. It wouldn't shock me if they did. He is his kind of guy and does have that sense of understanding of the scheme, but I think the fit would be the question mark. And at this later stage of Jim's career, physically, I don't know how much he adds. I think that leader guy is Dante Whitner, and not that Leonard would be a vocal leader, but that would be more knowledge of defense and more of kind of an organizational thing where he would help organize the DBs. And I'd say if you had a question with Tashaun Gibson, if you had a bigger question there, I think the likelihood of a Jim Leonard maybe being on your roster could increase. And he's also a special teams contributor. So he would be maybe one of those guys to kind of keep. I would say this. He's probably a guy that you keep on your short list or A-list if you have to go to an emergency with an injury.
And don't forget, you can tweet the show at Browns_daily and use the hashtag mailbag. This is from PapaGiorgio19. Why is Paul Kruger with the second team?
I think they're just mixing guys in. The second 11-on-11, he was with the first team. I think they're mixing guys in. You think about it, you got two outside linebacker spots, but you've got Jabal Sheard, Paul Kruger, and Barkevious Mingo. So they're trying to work all three of those guys in there. They're all kind of technically starters, I think, and we'll see how that plays out over camp. But I would not read anything into that at this point because they rotated the next time through.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with anything that's major or that shows or reflects less of a feeling of Kruger per se. I think what it means is we're looking at everybody, and you don't just get to keep your spot or automatically with every practice you're going to be the guy because you were the guy last year. I think it makes that statement, but I don't necessarily think beyond that it means that there's some real serious question about his presence on this team. I will say, for the most part, this coaching staff wants to change some things about Paul's game. They want him to be much more of an exploding guy off the ball and make more direct contact when he's coming off the ball, engagement with the tackle, as opposed to the guy that you mostly see juking, kind of coming off the ball and does a slow rush, does that delayed thing where he's trying to see the tackle commit, make his first move, and then take advantage of that. They'd rather see a more physical, straight-ahead power guy because they believe he has that. And one of the things that they encouraged with him was and he's taken this to heart, is lose some weight and get a little leaner and faster and really explode off the ball. So those are some of the things to kind of look at in remaking a Paul Kruger. All right, we've got much more coming up for you. Again, we'll get into more of the hashtag mailbag on a Wednesday mailbag on this show. Your calls 216-578-0850 and the GM of the Browns in about a little less than 15 minutes from now. Stick around. Nathan Zagura with Vic Carucci, yours truly here on ESPN 850 WKNR.